Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this podcast is called William's Puzzling Parable. William is a friend of mine. He was baptized into Christ a few years ago. Fast forward a few years, and he is leading the Watford Family Group in a discussion about prayer from Luke 18, just last night. This is the passage he was taking us through. From Luke 18, 1 to 8, Jesus told his disciples a parable to tell them, to show them that they should always pray and not give up. In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she doesn't eventually come and attack me." One possible translation of the Greek under that is, "Come and give me a black eye." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Now, the discussion we had last night was honest and interesting. Honest because we admitted our struggles with faith when we don't get justice or have our prayers answered quickly. Interesting because our views on the point of the parable varied. I've been thinking about the parable since last night, and here are a few of my, my own questions. What is the main point of the parable? Is it prayer, perseverance, the nature of God, patience, justice? Secondly, what kind of justice is Jesus talking about? Thirdly, when Jesus says quickly, does he mean that we will see justice in our lifetime? Fourthly, what is the connection between prayer and faith? I'm not sure I know all the answers, and this post isn't meant to provide all of them. Stimulating a discussion is likely to mean that we will learn more from one another. In the meantime, here's a few pointers, four of them in fact. Number one, contrast. Some parables use a comparison to teach us about God. Others use contrast. The welcoming father in the parable of the lost sons from Luke 15 is the former. That's a comparison. Here, we have a contrast. The judge is contrasted with God. Therefore, the injunction to pray and not give up cannot mean that pestering God is positive. Have a look also at Matthew 6, verse 7, which talks about the pagans babbling. It means something else, because God will see that we get justice quickly. Point number one, contrast. Point number two, context. The parable is set in the aftermath of the Pharisees' question about the coming of the kingdom of God. Have a look in Luke 17, the previous chapter, around verse 20. A persistent issue in the minds of Israelites of the time was why God delayed their vindication. The sort of question they might ask was, when will God show that he is God and that we are his people? That question was being asked from the time of the prophets to the days of Jesus. Now, he has been teaching the Pharisees and his disciples, and them in a bit more detail, about the coming of the kingdom and the signs that will accompany his return. That's, again, Luke 17, verse 30 and following. Have a look at that. That's context. Thirdly, confidence. Justification and vindication are Old Testament themes which find the fullness of their meaning in the New Testament. While Old Covenant hopes were focused on the possession of the promised land and the restoration of the Davidic monarchy, the New Covenant sees the promised inheritance as becoming part of the family of God. Have a look in Ephesians 2, verse 19, or Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29. The family of God, which of course includes Gentiles, which is a new thing. Christians are people confident in their justification. Romans 2, Romans 3, Galatians 2, 16 to 21, wonderful verses about this, talking about the fact that we are justified by faith in Christ. It's because of what he has done and our faith in him. It's all about that and not the works of the law, as it says in Galatians 2, 16. So we are confident in our justification because of what Jesus has done. So we rejoice in it now. We do. We have confidence. Even though we have not inherited our inheritance in all of its fullness in this life, those who trust in Jesus now have quickly received their justification. Contrast, context, confidence, and fourthly, conclusion. Parables usually have punchlines, and this one is no exception. The final phrase here is, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It connects with the opening idea, I think. Always pray and not give up. The opening and the conclusion are connected. Always pray and not give up, because what Jesus is looking for is faith. they're connected. And so I think the theme of the parable is around the idea of faithful prayer, being faithful in prayer, not giving up praying even when things don't go the way we hope they will, because we have been justified and we will be fully justified. So a few things to chew on there. What are your thoughts? Please, please, please add your insights, your ideas, your questions, even some answers if you've got them, as comments on this audio boo, on the accompanying blog, on my Blogger site, or anywhere else you see this recording, Twitter, Facebook, and so on. Thank you, William. Thank you very much for making me and all of us in the family group think more deeply about prayer, faithfulness, and the importance of perseverance. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.